What's up, everybody? This is Commerce Forever, the podcast. I'm your host, Britt Jones, and I'm coming to you from the Dominican Republic. Yes, I said that. It's true. I am enjoying a luxurious vacation, all-inclusive resort at the Dominican Republic. Beautiful weather down here, beautiful water, amazing people, amazing food. So if you've never been to the Dominican, I can't promote it enough. And we will actually be doing a show, a bonus episode on the Dominican. And so that you can be looking up your next vacation and maybe you will choose the Dominican. Well, today's episode is with Hee Haw's Lulu Roman. I interviewed Lulu back in the fall for my other podcast called Throwback Country Music. And it went so well that I thought, maybe my Commerce Forever listeners would like to hear that interview. Because if you are like me, you know what Hee Haw is. You either grew up on it. I mean, it was on for years. And I remember watching Hee Haw with my grandparents when I was just a kid. It would come on TV and we would watch it. And I knew exactly who Lulu was. She was hilarious. And she still is. So that's coming up later in the show. And I hope you really enjoy that interview like I did. I enjoyed talking to her. Now, this week at Commerce City Schools, of course, is spring break. And spring break means sleeping in for the kids, staying up late. A lot of our kids, however, are playing sports this week. And I want to promote that. Anytime you want to go see a sporting event, anytime during the year, go to commercecityschools.org. Scroll down to the bottom, you'll see a calendar, and that calendar will tell you what events are going on that afternoon. And springtime is all about, I'm telling you, soccer, golf, baseball, tennis, track. And I hope I didn't leave out anybody. But yes, so I mean, sports everywhere you turn. And so we invite the community to come out, support some of the sports. You don't have to be a parent of a student that goes here. We just invite the whole community to be a part of Commerce City Schools and their athletics. Fine arts events are coming up as well, from plays to band concerts to chorus concerts. So be sure you check that out as well. And, of course, you can always go to facebook.com/Commerce City Schools. And you can find out, and it's updated regularly, every day. And so you can always find out more information there as well. So, without further ado, I'm going to enjoy the sun, soak up some rays, hang out in the ocean here in the DR while you listen to me and Lulu Roman. Have a great week. This week's show is brought to you by several sponsors. Let's go over them right now. So, Little Ward Funeral Home right here in town. It's these guys really go above and beyond their call of duty. They show compassion and they make that process as smooth as possible. So be sure you visit Little Ward Funeral Home on their website, and you can always plan ahead to relieve that burden off of your family members. But Little Ward Funeral Home will take you step by step through that process to make it as smooth and easy as possible. El Perry in Commerce, Georgia, the Mexican restaurant right here in downtown, they have some of the best Mexican food in this area. So many of you know Alicia, who works there, and her husband Barrio. They are staples in this community, and they really do care about this community. So be sure you check them out. Wilbanks Law Firm. Wilbanks Law Firm with Dylan Wilbanks. This is another local business that I want to promote. If you are going through a situation where you need an expert, a lawyer, advice, please give Dylan Wilbanks at Wilbanks Law Firm a phone call. Let him give you a consultation. Let him help you make whatever situation you're going through as smooth as possible, and he'll do it. Chris Edwards with Rodan and Fields. Rodan and Fields, if you've never used them, they have the best of the best skincare. And one thing I love about Rodan and Fields that is proven is maybe you have a teenager who is struggling with acne. Rodan and Fields has the best solution for that, and it's proven results. Be sure you check that out. Chris Edwards has a Facebook page. You can find out more information on how to order some of these products from her. That's Chris Edwards, C-H-R-I-S Edwards. Simmons Heating and Air. Simmons Heating and Air, right here in town. Hey, it's getting warmer outside. That means air conditioning. That's right. You'll start to turn that on at your house. They are the best. I've used Simmons Heating and Air for years. Even when I lived in Athens, I used Simmons Heating and Air. They have trained professionals, and they don't make you wait. If you make an appointment with them, they will get to your place of business or home quickly, okay? They are on top of it. Olivia Freeman with the Hardegree team, Keller Williams, and Atlanta Partners. Olivia Freeman is a local realtor right here in Commerce. She can walk you through that process, whether you're in the market to buy a new home, or whether you are selling your home, or whether you're just thinking about either one of those. Olivia can help you from start to finish. She can give you a good consultation. She can take you around and let you see some homes for sale in this area, including Jackson County, even Banks in Madison County. But stop paying rent. Stop paying rent. What you're paying in rent right now, you could probably, most likely, get a mortgage cheaper than what you're paying in rent. That's that, you know, and the statistics show that that is normally pretty much the case. People pay more in rent than they do a house payment. So check out Olivia Freeman on Facebook as well. Hyman Brown Insurance, auto, home, you name it, they do it. I have used Hyman Brown Insurance, and that's who I'm using right now with my automobile and my home. And I'm telling you, they shopped for me the best rates and gave me the best rates of anyone. So be sure you check out Hyman Brown Insurance right here in town. Then you got Life's a Party, party rental company right here in town as well. They are a party rental business, whether you're putting together a backyard barbecue, and with spring here and summer coming, there's going to be a lot of hangout nights at your house. Maybe you're getting married. Maybe you're engaged and you need someone to do your rehearsal dinners, the reception. They have tents, they have tables, they have chairs, and they have staff that will put it all up and tear it all down. You don't have to worry about a thing. That's Life's a Party Rental Company. They are also on Facebook, and they are on the internet. That's with Eric Redman and Angie Redman. So be sure you check them out as well. I couldn't do this show without the sponsors. They make this show possible, and I can't say enough about them. These sponsors are what I believe are who makes the community tick. Does that make sense? They make this community of Commerce what it is. Small businesses. Small businesses make this community what it is. And so invest in the small businesses. Be sure you check them out on Facebook, like their page, and check them out on the web. And whenever you go through one of these situations where you need one of these businesses, please stay local. Well, hello, everyone. I am so excited about this show today. A lot of you have been following our social media platforms, and you have seen that Lulu Roman, famous for Hee Haw and just a great gospel singer, she is on the show today. So let's welcome Lulu. How are you doing, Lulu?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am wonderful, and we're just so excited to have you.
Thank you.
Let's see. So, well, what all are you up to today? Just to catch up some listeners.
At this very moment, I'm walking out of Walmart.
Well, that's good.
I promised my son we'd make Christmas cookies tonight, so.
Well, there you go.
We came to Walmart to get the goods.
Well, that's good. That's awesome.
Yes.
So I find what I'm so excited about is that in 2019, you're going on something called the Cornfield Friends Tour.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. That's exciting.
Well, that's those of us who are left. it will be me and Janet Jay and Buck Trent, yeah. And then they'll have guests, you know, come in from time to time too. And wow. We've got a pretty good little show. We do.
That's so much fun. Have y'all done one together yet?
Yes, we have.
Okay.
I think we've done one.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. I know a lot of people will want to go see that. Now, you also have a new book coming out.
I do.
Tell us about that.
We're shooting for January, maybe end of January, 1st of February. It's a life story, uh-huh. And it's going to be called This Is My Story, This Is My Song.
Ah, Blessed Assurance.
Lulu Roman.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that.
Thank you.
So it's just you writing about your life and
It's a biography.
Okay.
You know? I wrote one back in the 80s and it was kind of sparse, shall we say. And this one is a little more, shall we say, it delves a little deeper.
Yeah.
You get more of the story, you know.
Do you share any of your testimony in this book?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's mainly what it is.
Oh, good.
Let's
talk about that. I love that you had a transformation and you found Jesus, and it's so cool to hear
yes,
your
I
testimony.
Did.
So, with that being said, for those that don't know, Lulu has recorded many albums and many gospel
albums. I would say 28
albums.
Now, maybe close to 30.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, thank you.
And I love your gospel stuff. I'm telling you, that's.
Thank you.
I guess I forget what year it was, but it was several years ago. I was flipping through the TV and I stopped on the Gaither Homecoming stuff.
Oh,
And there you are.
Uh-huh.
Now, how
big is life?
Your voice just sounded so cool on that. I don't know
Thank
if it
you.
Was it's like you get better and better. Like it's
oh, thank you,
you know,
so much.
So what was it like to be on the Gaither Homecoming and get to know those
it
folks?
It was wonderful because you knew every time you walked in that room, honey, you were going to get in the presence of God. You were.
Wow.
And this, you always, when you get an opportunity to really be in a place where the Spirit of the Lord just falls, you know, boy, it's life changing every time, honey.
Hey,
it is.
You're right. And
it is.
I used to be a youth pastor. And
So
I've done music, gospel, and Christian contemporary. So I,
uh-huh.
the feel of the power of the Spirit is something
yes.
that you want everybody to experience.
And it's something that you just want to do over and over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, you don't
do.
Get tired of it,
yeah.
no doubt.
You don't.
So how did you become a cast member of Hee Haw?
Well, I was rumbling around in Dallas, Texas. I grew up in an orphan's home,
uh-huh.
and got out and just kind of went crazy. Went to work for the telephone company.
Yeah.
Got fired because I had such a lovely vocabulary.
Oh.
And just found myself kind of wandering the streets of Dallas. I didn't really know what I was doing or where I was going to go. Or, you know, I never dreamed for a second that God had any plans for my life.
Wow.
This was a, quote, religious organization that we grew up in. And most of us were just, all we want to do is just get out and get away.
Yeah.
And I was like everybody else. I never thought for a second that God had any kind of plans for my life.
Right.
And boy, I'll tell you what, you need to know God has plans for your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you draw breath, God has plans for your life. He does.
That's right.
It's up to you to make that choice for your life, to have God in your life
mm-hmm.
and allow him to do what he will do.
That's right.
And that's what makes the difference, honey. It
mm-hmm.
is.
That's right.
It surely is. And
get on.
Yeah, okay. Yes, okay. She's having to remind me. I wander.
Well,
I'm 72 years old and I wander sometimes.
Oh, yo, you're still young.
I, met a lot of entertainers. I worked in the Dallas nightclubs for a while.
Yeah.
And met a lot of entertainers, and I met a cowboy named Buck. And we got to be good friends. Uh-huh. He got to be better friends with one of my friends. They almost got married.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, when they put together the idea of Hee Haw, they had made a list, and it consisted of something like one gorgeous blonde and one gorgeous brunette.
Yeah.
One fat dumb man, one fat dumb woman. And Buck said, I got your girl. She's in Dallas. So they took his word for it. And the next thing I knew, he was on the phone, and he said, just sit down and shut up and listen to me. And he said, there's a couple of guys in California. They're going to do this kind of a country and western type laugh, and said, they're going to call it Hee Haw. And I said, he what?
Huh?
And he said, Hee Haw. And I said, he what? And he said, Hee Haw, Lou, like a donkey. You know, and I said, well, all right. I was not into country music, honey. I was a hippie kid.
Oh, wow.
I ate LSD and ran around in water fountains.
Mm.
And, boy,
wow.
Had no idea where I was going.
Yeah.
But he called me on the phone one night and said, just, you know, sit down, listen to me. He said, they're going to do this thing. And he said, you need to be in Nashville at a certain time. So I mean, I slammed that phone down and hung up and called that American Airlines, and they had a ticket for me.
You got to
so,
be kidding.
So I was, you know, of course, nobody knew what any of this was then.
Right.
But I knew Buck was, you know, Buck was never a man to tell stories or untruths or whatever. So,
and
by golly,
us,
I was on that airplane.
And tell us who Buck is, Lulu.
Buck Owens.
That's right. That's
Buck
right.
Buck is one of the dearest friends I had in all my life. He
wow.
really was. He was absolutely precious.
That's
and
that.
He used to tell me,
mm-hmm.
he said, you are the funniest girl I've ever seen. And he said, one of these days, you're going to be a big star and I'm going to have something to do with it. And I'd thump that cowboy hat and say, keep talking, baby. Well, I never had the idea, but he sure did.
Yeah.
And sure enough, they called me, and I flew to Nashville and was wandering around the studios there thinking, what is this?
Because
this was all country music. I was not into
yeah,
country music.
That's something.
And I mean, I got real country real quick. First time I got that paycheck.
Yeah.
I turned into a real country girl. And then through the years, you know, what I did was I learned to love the people.
Yeah.
And then I learned to love the music. So I did it kind of backwards.
Wow.
But it worked out great. It did. And it's been, will be 50 years this next year, honey.
Oh, my
50
goodness.
Years that Hee Haw has been on, you know, with reruns and everything.
That's
unreal. We just never had an audience of this kind that have been so faithful and so true and so wonderful. I mean, everywhere I go, people, you know, say I sit with my grandma or my grandpa or my mama and my daddy, and I watched you.
Uh-huh.
You know, first I used to say, I'm so sorry. now I'm that tendency to say, thank you so much.
That's right. Yeah, what a blessing.
But, yeah, it's been a major blessing. It has. And I wasn't saved when I first went on Hee Haw. I was on about 5 years before I came to know the Lord. I was pretty messed up with drugs and got busted a couple of times and was looking at spending a lot of time in the penitentiary. And the Lord just took the drugs away, took I mean, even the judge who gave me a probated sentence on all those drug charges, someone said to him, why did you give her probation? Because, see, they told me I'd been on probation twice before. I'd been busted twice for drugs.
Mm.
And they said, why did you do that? And he said, I honestly do not know why. And all the people in my church who were praying, they knew exactly why.
Wow.
They did. God just, he just took control of the whole situation and took the drugs away from me and took the drug charges. And, you know, and it'd be 50 years this next year that I've been really blessed to get to sing and travel and tell people about the Lord. And I love it.
Oh, I bet
I
you
love
do.
It.
That's great. I mean, you can tell in your voice, you can tell.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Well, give us one of your favorite memories from being on the set that long. You know, what's a couple
of things? Oh, my goodness.
Stand out?
There's so many.
Mm.
one of the ones that I loved because it was a continuous thing. And poor Kenny, he didn't stop to think about it. But, you know, Kenny Price was a big man, and they called him the Round Mound of Sound. And he had this great big trunk and these little tiny skinny legs. I kind of am like that myself. They used to kid me about skinny legs. But he would stand up there at that judge's thing, and Archie would hit that gavel, you know, and then pop him over the head. And he'd no sooner get started to talk, I mean, those pants would just start easing down. And before he got, you know, through to the end of the joke, those pants would be on the floor. And there he'd be standing in his boxer shorts with everybody screaming and laughing. And it just happened over and over and over for years.
That's hilarious.
It was very funny. It was. And then another one was, you know, they'd hit Archie in the head with that rubber chicken. Yeah. And he wore a toupee, and that thing would just stand straight up. And it was hysterical. They didn't want to show that on the show too much because he didn't like that. But I mean, when they hit him, that hairpiece would just stand up and stay up. It was hysterical.
Oh my goodness, that's
there
hilarious.
Were so many funny things on there.
Oh yeah. Did y'all ever have to take retake after retake because you couldn't quit
laughing? Oh yeah. You know, when Junior first got on, he was totally illiterate, and he couldn't read or write even one, so they hit him with as many 5 and 6 syllable words that they could. And one time, you may remember, I don't know, him, they had many takes of him trying to say trigonometry, and he never got it. And then they finally brought Roy, and this is after about, a month worth trying to get him set.
Yeah.
And Roy said, "Okay, Junior, read my lips." And Roy said, "Trig." And Junior said, "Trig." And Roy said, "Oh." And Junior said, "Oh." And so they went on through the whole word. And at the end of it, Roy said, "Trigonometry." And Junior said, "Trigonometry." He never got it.
Bless his heart.
Never did.
Oh, man. What was one of your favorite skits that you were a part of?
Oh, I loved the truck slug.
Oh, yeah.
I called her the truck slug.
Yeah.
Because not only did I eat, I got to eat. I got to throw food.
Yeah.
And that was more fun.
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious. I remember that.
That was.
I know you mentioned Buck, but is there anyone else that you really enjoyed working with?
Dub Taylor. I loved Dub Taylor. He was an old-time movie star.
Mm-hmm.
And he wore this little beanie kind of hat-looking thing, you know?
Mm.
And he was so funny. I mean, he'd come in the morning, and all day long people would just be laughing because you couldn't help but laugh at him just by the way he talked. But he was a funny little fella, and he made everybody laugh. He did.
Man, I guess. And so, like a lot of times us as fans, we see what's on TV or someone on stage, and we always wonder, are they really the same way? And so I have to ask, is Minnie Pearl who we really thought she was, the sweet, funny gal?
Yes, she is. She sure was. Minnie was precious. She was a very sophisticated lady.
Really?
Okay? And when she took, let me see if I'm trying to say this backwards. When she took that hat off from being the Minnie Pearl character, she turned back into Sarah Ophelia Cannon. And she was very smart and very studied. And, you know, she wasn't really funny when she was just being, you know, Sarah.
Yeah.
But when she put that hat on and she turned into Minnie Pearl, she'd turn people upside down laughing. She would.
That is
she
something
was
else.
Wonderful. And she held the character all day long.
Really?
She did. We'd go to lunch and she'd still be Minnie Pearl. You know, but when she took that dress off now, she became Sarah Ophelia Cannon.
Wow.
Wonderful.
That's
she was
so
absolutely
cool.
Precious. We used to, kind of towards the end of it, the girls knew that we kind of felt like it was fixing to go off. They never really told us. We just woke up one Monday morning and saw it on TV that he had been taken off. But we kind of felt like we knew it was coming. And so we would take Minnie to lunch and just listen to her stories.
Mm.
And she told us the greatest stories. She did. I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
And you as can, long as I live.
Treasures. Treasures.
Yes.
And
so much.
One of your good buddies is another living legend, of course, is Miss Dolly Parton.
Yes. Now, love Dolly.
Now, she recorded with you, right, on this last album?
She did. Yeah. She sang, she sure did, She sang, "I Will Always Love You" with me. She's precious.
Oh, I bet she is. She's hilarious. I could listen to her.
And we're the same age. We are.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have a good time telling her she's 5 months older than me.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. And so the song, I was just listening before we got on the phone. I was listening to a song called Orphan Girl.
Yes.
Lulu, that's powerful.
Thank you. Thank you. That's kind of my go-to song. I've adopted it. I first heard it, Emmy Lou Harris sang it. I'm a big Emmy Lou Harris fan.
Oh, yeah.
And when I heard it, it moved me so much that I just thought, that's my song. That's my heart. That's my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I open everything I do with Orphan Girl.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it's the your latest record is called At Last, and
we've done one since then.
Oh,
it was kind of a little bluegrass type thing. We did several things that were bluegrass, but we never did. We didn't get the release. What do you call it with that one where they really got to get it out there?
Yeah.
But At Last is the one that most people know about. And I had the best time doing that, honey. I did. Because that's all my old classic and old standard favorites, you know, that I got to sing.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at the track listing. That's awesome that you picked those songs.
Thank you. But I love them.
Now you make me want to go hear the bluegrass because I love bluegrass. tell you.
Cool. It's called Heavenly Heartstrings.
Heavenly Heartstrings. Okay. I'm writing that down because I'm going to go listen to it.
Okay.
Well,
it's online. Cam's got you out there, don't you, honey? Okay. Cool.
Well, Lulu, let me ask you this and we'll close up the conversation.
Okay.
You know, you became a household name, and you still are a household name. I was telling some of my buddies.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I was telling some friends of mine that I was having, I just said one word, and I said Lulu on the show. And they go, and every one of them says, Lulu Roman? So, you know, you're one of those names that you can say just one, the first name, and people know who you are. And that's pretty special.
Thank you.
You know?
It is, it is.
If there was a Mount Rushmore, Lulu, of the greatest artist that came on your show, Hee Haw, who are the four that right now you would throw up on a Mount Rushmore of Hee Haw?
Oh, that's a great question, honey. Nobody's ever asked me that.
Yeah.
Okay. Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Okay. Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh.
Let me think.
Good pick.
Let me think. I'm thinking of voices here. Probably Conway and Loretta.
Oh, man. Those are good picks.
Yeah.
Those are real good picks. I interviewed T. Graham Brown last week.
Oh, I love T.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him.
Now, he recorded
with
me.
He's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And he
sang with me. He did.
Yeah.
He sang You Are So Beautiful.
That's what I saw. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But he put Conway Twitty on the Mount Rushmore as well, and Loretta.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that y'all picked those two.
I love it.
That's a good question, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, Lulu, you have been a joy and a delight.
Thank you so much.
And we're so excited about the Cornfield Friends Tour. That's going to be fun. And guys, you can look that up, and it's Cornfield with a K.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cornfield with a K, the Cornfield Friends Tour. Check out where they're going. And also, you can look up, be on the lookout for her new book. And that's going to be a great book. I can't wait to read
about
your life.
Thank you so much, honey. Thank you.
Well, Lulu, have a wonderful Christmas.
Oh, and you too, honey. Thank you so much.
All right. And we'll talk to you later.
Okay. You be blessed, honey. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Bye bye.
Bye bye. What else?
I told you that you would laugh and you would enjoy that interview. Am I right? Big thank you to Lulu Roman for being on this show, and for being on my country music podcast. If you're interested and you're a country music fan, be sure you check out my other podcast, Throwback Country Music. The website is throwbackcountrymusicpodcast.com, and you can go to that website. You can click on the click here to listen button, the link, and it will take you to all the shows I've had. I've interviewed many, many, many country stars, from Lori Morgan to John Barry to T. Graham Brown, Diamond Rio, Restless Heart, Little Texas, you name it, I've interviewed them. And so it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a big fan of country music, please go check that out. You can also go to our website at commerceforeverpodcast.com. Email me at bjones@commerceforeverpodcast.com. Do you have anyone that you suggest me interview for our commerce show? Email me. Let me know. Visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/commerceforever. And be sure you hit the like button. Like our Facebook page. Well, have a great week. I'll be right back here next week for a brand new episode of Commerce Forever. Enjoy your time this week. Hang out with your family. Family is everything. Show love to everyone. Be kind to everybody. Be blessed. May God bless you. Have a good one.